USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is new information about the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Reports the Saudis prepare to admit he's been killed, possibly by accident, during an interrogation. At the consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, Turkish authorities finally get into the building 13 days after the Washington Post reporter disappears.
We're going to do a lot, and we're doing a lot for Florida. We're now going to Georgia. Georgia was hit very hard.
In other news, President Trump and First Lady Melania, along with Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott, visiting areas in Florida and Georgia hit hard by Hurricane Michael. Damage catastrophic and expected to total in the billions.
They say 50 years ago there was one that had this kind of power. 50 years ago, that's a long time.
And taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the NASDAQ down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Continuing now with one of our top stories, President Trump and First Lady Melania landing in Macon, Georgia, to tour areas hard hit by Hurricane Michael. While on the ground, reporters asking the president about the news of the day, reports of progressive Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's alleged Indian heritage. Trump on the campaign trail and during rallies calls her Pocahontas. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
The president then was asked about Senator Elizabeth Warren's DNA test.
She owes the country an apology. What's her percentage? 1/1,000?
I don't have the exact number.
Okay, tell me, when you have the percentage, tell me what the
percentage.
What
about the money that you told her you would...
You mean if she gets the nomination in a debate where I was going to have her tested, I'll only do it if I can test her personally.
And the co-founder of Microsoft, Paul Allen, has died from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Allen, founding Microsoft along with Bill Gates back in 1975. Allen was 65 years old. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In Bangor, Maine, police investigating a threat against Republican Senator Susan Collins.
Our criminal investigation division is currently on scene and they are actively working this case. Currently, we have no information that would suggest the public at large is in any danger.
Police Sergeant Wade Betters says a suspicious letter sent to her house. U.S. Capitol Police will be taking over the investigation.
The senator has been made aware. Any further questions as the investigation continues should be directed to the U.S. Capitol Police.
A hazmat team assessing the letter. Collins, of course, one of the key yes votes during Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. Well, just when you think Congress is dysfunctional, listen to this report from USA Radio's Chris Barnes about the British House of Commons.
A report says Britain's House of Commons is a sometimes dysfunctional workplace in which bullying and sexual harassment have long been tolerated and concealed. That's according to an independent inquiry released on Monday. In the highly critical report, former High Court Judge Laura Cox says a culture of deference, subservience, acquiescence, and silence has helped inappropriate behavior thrive within the seat of British democracy. Parliament commissioned the inquiry in March after allegations of inappropriate behavior were made against several lawmakers and Commons staff members. Cox says Commons staff spoke of being subjected to bullying, sexual and racial harassment, and lots of inappropriate touching.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.